Blog Talk Radio.
Turn rising. It's been loud like man or a king. I said we lie, he lie, he the law. I said we lie in the Muhammad and Rasulullah. We only bear witness and we testify there's no God but one God. Father's name is Allah. He is the creator of this creation that we live on, that we are here on. He lives and he never dies. There's nothing like the creator of this creation. And he sent prophets. Yes, there's angels. And Allah says, if the world was populated with angels, he would have sent us an angel as a messenger. But since the earth is populated with human beings, he sent us a human message to deliver the message to those who want to believe, not those who he make believe. He didn't send no prophets to make you believe anything. He gave you a limited free will. I mean, he gave you a mind. And that's what man is. Man is a man. Woman's a man. But if you don't use that mind, if you don't protect that mind, then the people are coming after your mind, and pretty soon they'll have your behind. So this is the Massive Pop Talk radio station coming out of California under the guidance of Amin Muhammad. We thank him for this Blog Talk radio station. We are here for one reason, and that is to remove all of the racial image out of the world that attempts to portray God. Now, you might not see nothing wrong with that. You might not agree with that. But we would never have a world, especially African-American, other people, ethnic group, until it's gone, because this image has messed our Caucasian brothers and sisters up to the point they don't want to pass decent laws to protect our people. We have a beautiful constitution, but they try to go around that constitution, keeping respecting every human being that God created. So we bear with it that nothing deserves to be worshipped besides God. And that Prophet Muhammad, a man born in Arabia, set seed revelation over 43 years ago. This prophet, Prophet Muhammad, is the found prophet. He the one Christ Jesus said will come after him and lead us in all truth. So we're here tonight on this Blog Talk radio station bringing the truth. Message of concern. We want to thank our sister who sung, sister sang message of concern. We appreciate her. So we're in the night, 6 days a week, talking about the false image of God, how God has created us. So what we would like to do, since there's not a lot of people here tonight, we would like to play a CD. Oh, we would like to play a CD. I think this time when we play this CD, we're going to play one of Imam Waqshidi Muhammad. To the plan, it's a street dawa. Street dawa is great. And there wouldn't be no street dawa if one female wanted to be. He the one brought dawa back to the community. And dawa is where we go to the streets and talk to the people. And talk to the people. That is what dawa represents. But we're going to play a CD of Imam Waqshidi Muhammad. Yeah, we're not going to play the dawa tape. gonna play a tape, CD of
He-Man. Why are you teaming up?
We need to put him out. We have to put him out front.
You want me to say the
prayer? So we're going to open up with a prayer. First, we will say it in the Arabic language. And then we will say it in the English translation. Humali Shaitan Radin. Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Lai to me. Rahman, Rahim. Malik, Iyaka, Nabud, Iyaka, Nastain. Adidin, Sarah, the Mustakin. Sarah, the Ladina, and to lay him. Glory, Magdu, we lay him, Malik, darling. I mean. Now the English translation. With the name of God, God is most gracious and God is most merciful. God is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Dear long do we worship and thy aid we seek. Allah, please continue our way to show us this great way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favors on. And not of those who go astray. I mean. So we thank you for coming on. So now we're going to play Imam Wahid Shadi Muhammad. Tell a lecture about him. Please listen and learn. Imam Wahid Shadi Muhammad. This is Wahid Shadi Muhammad. This is Wahid Shadi Muhammad. Imam Wahid Muhammad, 21st, 1979.
The first of what?
I don't know. I do this. I got to play it on. No name. It says Imam Wahid Muhammad. Listen to our leader.
You may listen to one of his tapes. And being his son, and a son that has been accused falsely accused, I haven't been all innocent. I've caught cold. I've been seen in the street wearing dirty clothes. I've been seen in the street with shabby clothes. I've been seen in the company of sinners, but so was Jesus. Those that took upon themselves the power to judge me, but I was doing these things and had no power to judge my own actions. To show me why was I going through this? With my superior understanding of the teaching,
yes,
I wasn't judging, and I was the one who was the best witness of what I was doing.
Yes,
but those who had less knowledge,
yes,
and who could not see into,
yes,
my heart, into my eyes,
go ahead,
they judged me.
Yes.
See, he was a hypocrite.
Yes.
He likes the Orthodox Muslim more than he likes us.
Yes,
it's kind of like. I didn't ask it. I didn't even bother to
answer.
Because I knew that time would bring out the truth.
Yes,
and I knew that Allah wasn't going to let me die before seeing the truth come out, because it would have been a terrible injury to me.
Yes,
and I didn't deserve that kind of injury. I knew I would live to see the day when the truth would come out. All who's following the Orthodox Muslim, who's seeking that Orthodox Islam. I don't know if he's thing called Off and Off this long.
That's
strange to me.
That's right.
You have to teach me what is Off and Off this
that's
long.
Right.
Teaching,
CNN is not going to tell our story. So we at the bottom. So we had to get out in the streets like the prophets did and talk to the people and educate them. And whoso let them will, let them come. But we must be bring this truth to the people clearly, because if they, we know they easy fall under the lies, and you know, and hard to get them out under the lies. Santa Claus and all other Easter, Halloween, they are feeling. But they, those people, a lot of them already know that what a Muslim means. So we just want to give them opportunity to see do they want to submit their will to do the will of God. That's all. I want to ask them, because name of one way, and that's the right way. And the right way is all of us supposed to be good neighbors, and we have never reached that that point until we worship God clearly, rightly. And that's worship God in spirit and truth. So I'm going to get ready to bring my other cohort worker up. I'm cohort worker Abdullah Akbar and my wife Daya Akbar. We thank you. And Suja Muhammad coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. I'm coming out of Decatur, Georgia. My wife and I, we're coming out of Decatur, Georgia. So we welcome you. And also we're going to get Brother Muhammad to share with us, and I see he's on. I'm going to bring Brother Muhammad up before I bring Brother Sujah up. And I got Sujah mic turned on. So Sujah, let me bring Brother Muhammad up and let him tell you about, explain to what was said by this senator, came up and said what he had to say. Brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia.
Yes, sir. Assalamualaikum.
Well, they got Salam, brother. You just, I was just.
No, Bilal Amin.
Yes, sir. Well, you got it.
Thank a lot. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Thank a lot to be here with the message of concern and the believers for doing this great work, the best that Allah has blessed us to do. And we thank Allah that He bless everyone in the cube and outside the cube to understand that this message of current, how serious it is and very important. As Brother Akbar said, you know, bringing to everybody's attention, yesterday on CNN, it was reported to me that yesterday on CNN by a couple of imams who I know called and told me about the that general. Well, first of all, I'm sorry, excuse me. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. You know, just want to explain that as a message of concern, this white racism supreme thing, as we know, we're trying to help our fellow brothers and sisters of any other faith, you know, who is victims of the schemes of the shaitan, the scheme of this false worship and false relationships, thinking that God had a son, and the psychological effects that they've been using on the whole world, you know, to keep the world blind to the truth, or make it appealing so that they pretend like they're blind to the truth of what's going on. But today, yesterday, you know, Shaitan don't want me to tell on him today. General, the one that got found guilty, and almost came to me just then. What the general who got found guilty, and President Trump pardoned him. His name will come to me while we're talking, inshallah. And he came out today, again reiterating the proposal that President Trump made, being against al-Islam being recognized in America in a way of life or a religion or whatever level, he felt that it was a threat, you know, to the country, and a threat to the Christian faith, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So again, this guy now, after being pardoned, you know, and just barely got out of jail. I think he went to jail for a minute, but they let him out, general. Now, he came on yesterday, making a proposal again of trying to stir up the white supremacy victims of that scheme, you know, and anyone else, people of other color trying to put us on some kind of threat mode, like we know a lot of tellers in the Quran. Shaitan will threaten us as the time get close to the reality that his time is short, that he will threaten and do whatever he can in his death throes. You know, Imam Muhammad, by Allah's permission, has explained that to us over the years, a long time ago when we first come into Nihal, how he, in his death throes, he'll try anything. You know, and we know Allah confirms that by saying that they will do anything to get you, you know, involved in an unjust response, you know, and use the tools that they use to satisfy their concerns. And our concern is to establish peace, and if we have to defend that, inshallah, Allah will bless us to do so in the proper manner in the way of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you know, and with Allah's permission. But anyway, he made the presentation again of implying that America should pass a law, or paraphrasing, pass a law or something to that effect to make Christianity the only religion in America, you know, and no other religion will be recognized, especially al-Islam, in America. So again, we see Trump is still behind the scenes, you know, has given up all hope that he's going to be victorious, but he still won't try, because he's under the influence of the shaitan, and he's the imp of the shaitan, and everybody knows that. But again, he's trying to see if he can provoke the innocent and the emotional, you know, and those who don't have the protection that Allah has given us and those who believe in God, you know, and in the prophets and all of the criteria that Allah said it takes to be a believer, you know, they know that this is just a false threat, as they call it, you know. But many people here in America, if we don't express this concern we've been working on for years, you know, by different believers and by specific believers who are still here even now to witness, you know, of this criteria of white supremacy and this belief in one God, et cetera, you know. So we want to be mindful of that and should encourage those of you who are outside of the queue who are not of the Islamic faith. Be mindful. Inquire about how you are being used. As you've seen in January 6th of this year, how Shaitan and the human beings under his influence tried to overthrow this government. You know, very familiar with that, and establish white supremacy, you know, and it put everyone in color and those who have mixed race or involved, have been married to people of color, you know, put all of us, if they could get away with it, you know, back into slavery if they could get away with it, back into some type of situation where we'll be treated like Brother Floyd George was done, and others who have been lynched and killed in the past as well in the later days here in the 20th century, you know. So we want to be mindful that the message of concern is on the job to let y'all know that these schemes of the shaitan and the schemes of this false religion and the way it even expresses itself is even makes it even more false, of trying to provoke the human family into disobeying the criteria which Allah, Almighty God, and the Lord of all the worlds had prescribed for us to establish and work toward peace and one community, you know, one people, you know, of common goals to please Almighty God because of what their belief is or who they call God. So we want to be mindful of this effort that is being made by General Flint. That's his name, General Flint, you know. So that's what he brought on yesterday and today, you know, and I have made sure to that the same way that information was shared with me, I shared it to some of the other blog stations to let them know, you know, that, you know, we have to be more diligent in understanding that saving our own soul is the best way to help anybody, you know, and be who we are. We're Muslims. We're no longer of the different categorical names that have been given to us over the history. And we definitely no longer slave to anybody except the slave of Allah. But we pray Allah that we will comprehend this more, because Satan is in his death throes and he doesn't have no concern for his imps or the people who he have under influence. He has already guaranteed them a place in the hellfire, and they don't know it. And then some of them have already accepted it. They already accepted they're going to go to hell, and so they are in agreement with doing anything they can to keep from the truth, from overcoming the falsehood in their false reality of thinking that, which they know they can't, it can't happen. Not if they're a human being. They know in their spirit that's not going to happen, but they right now are hypnotized, mesmerized, and illusionized by the history, you know, of the false victories that Shaitan has told him that he has had against the righteous. Another thing important as far as with the scheme of things, as we know, that we have to understand that, every person that comes to the United States of America, they don't come here to help Al-Islam. They don't help to come and stand up for freedom, justice, and equality. They come here to keep this division so that they can gain the benefits of this world and think that that is all that they need. But they do not come here to help establish freedom, justice, and equality. That's not their goal. They come here for money. They come here for all kinds of things that we are taught in the Quran. They make migration here to this situation for their own self-aggrandizement that they don't realize that Shaitan has duped them. We have another thing that's going on. They had a meeting here over the weekend of people of color, people of our descent, have been slowly but surely developing organizations to recruit the African-American Christian or the African-American whatever, scientists, philosophers, everything, and get them to represent a delegation in the United Nations addressing all of our ancestry so-called countries to help them receive any kind of resources to help establish and pursue their American goals here in America. When we have been working on maybe going on about 8 or 9 months now, Allah has already blessed us to with this vision. Like Imam Muhammad said, you know, we should make the world honor their constitutions that they live upon them. Honor their so-called faith that they say they believe, you know, so that we and they can show the world their true colors, as they say. So anyway, they have been recruiting our brothers and sisters of different faiths here in the United States and helping them in their political goals or whatever kind of goals, you know, and trying to get a representation, a delegation to address the African nations there in the UN and ask for help and trade reading and put them on front street. When we have been trying to get the message across to each other, that is what we have to do. We have to turn to the help of Allah. Allah has not established 1.9 billion Muslims in this world of all different colors. The true freedom that we are trying to get the world to accept is only in Al-Islam. It's the only place where racism will not be tolerated. Discrimination, injustices will not be tolerated if the believers, if the ones who are responsible for establishing this concern that's going amok in the eyes of the people who don't understand or who are ignorant of the truth, you know, including our Muslim brothers and sisters. You know, we should put a delegation. I say we, I'm talking about the community of Imam Warfi Muhammad, should have the intestinal fortitude to realize that we have a right to the things that Allah has given the people who claim to be believers in Al-Islam. And we see they have taken the people who are trying to follow this final revelation, to follow the path to establish it, what Allah has prepared for all human beings who want to live in peace while we still are here on this earth, giving Shaitan his respite. And they have rejected it, all but us. All but us of the ancestors of the slave here in America, you know, under the blessing from Almighty God Allah to take on this responsibility of establishing the way of life he had prepared for all human beings. You know, the United States has done like Shaitan always does. He tried to, when he see a revelation come out, he tried to duplicate it and then give us a choice, like he tried to do with Adam and like he's been doing since he's been here, making us think that he has a better offer to give us about our creation than Almighty God Allah, as if though he wasn't created by Almighty God Allah. So we have to fight these schemes and racism and lies and false worship that's in the way of the lives that people live, regardless of what it might be. And Al-Islam has been chosen by Almighty God Allah to be the mercy to not only us and to them as well. We just have to call them, you know, to the clear truth of what they say out of their mouth and also the clear truth of what we say out of our mouth. And we know we have too many people who say they are Muslim giving the wrong example of how people who are trying to follow this wonderful way called Al-Islam and make the world think that it is Al-Islam. So we, again, are stressing that concern here in many ways as we can here on the message of concern. And so the a challenge that Shaitan is making or trying to throw out here behind letting this General Flynn do what he want to do and to discover, you know, that other people have been over here secretly trying to recruit our brothers and sisters of the same destiny that Allah has given if they want it with their free will. And that's our brothers and sisters in faith, our brothers and sisters in the ethnic mission that Allah gave us to come over here as slaves and to one day to be in the position that where we are right now, to be the example for all the world, you know, that there's only one God and that Muhammad is a messenger and we are the ones who stand for freedom, justice, and equality for all human beings if they want it, you know. So they are trying to establish a delegation. We should be, and it's way out there before I happen to come across this reality, that we should have been approached our brothers and sisters. We can't go nowhere without accepting Allah's help. Allah that gave and blessed these Muslims all around this planet with what he has given them so that one day when the call is given, they will spend it, peace and blessings, on those who are on Allah's mujahideen, who are the true mujahideen, and not the ones Shaitan has created by provoking them to using the tools that he used to help cause destruction and division amongst the human family. You know, we have to get them in check by doing the same thing Imam Muhammad told us, that we should challenge the United States government. We should challenge the Christian faith. We should challenge any faith. You know, prove what you say is your God. You know, like he did Pharaoh. Prove that your God is better than the creator, the true creator. Same way about their constitution. Same way about their Bill of Rights. Same way about their lives they tell everybody about what they offer us when we know better. We know better. We have been picked by Allah's mercy not to be special, but be the workers who establish this way of life in this environment here in the United States of America. Allah so wise, ever since 1948, has put the United Nations, where every representative of any country on this earth, regardless of how big or how small it is, they're sitting right over there since 1948, waiting to be asked by their people of faith, by their people of whatever ties they have, how can we help you establish freedom, justice, equality in America, since it seems that the Creator has chosen this, like Imam Muhammad has broke down for us, this is the final battlefield. You know, this is where the truth will overcome and offer peace to those who are under oppression, have been kidnapped by the whispers of the Shaitan and his imps. So, again, the message of concern is making appeal to every one of you who are not of the Islamic faith. Be mindful that you are being misused, bamboozled, provoked into getting involved in what they call in this language over here a race war if they could get away with it. You know, the president of the United States, the former president of the United States, told us what his goal was to create a race war here in America. You know, we also know that there's billionaires out there who are under this illusion have already been making plans on this program and letting y'all know that they're plotting to try to kill as many people as they can on this earth so that they can survive in their false reality. But we know Almighty God Allah is not going to let it happen because that's why, inshallah, he gives us signs all the time to be aware of that we're wasting our time, like Imam Muhammad said. You know, we're wasting our time talking to these people who don't believe. We're wasting our time. They done told us they don't believe. you know, and we're not telling them to get rid of their so-called savior of the world, Jesus Christ, and we try to replace it with another human being. Only Allah is a salvation for the human family if they turn to him. And we thank Allah that he's already given us a special invitation to be the workers and the builders of this in America, where this is one of the most hellish conditions a human being could be in, but it's been given to them to make it seem like it's all right to be so corrupt for the benefit that you get out of this world, new car, new home. You say you're better than somebody, et cetera. So in closing, just wanted to bring those two important concerns of the schemes of the shaitan through people, you know, who are sincere believers in the Christian faith. They believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They believe that we people of color need to be their slaves, you know, even though they their own self don't have the same skin color. But they believe that they are their slaves and their lackeys, that they're going to, what Malcolm said, we boss, we sick, you know. That's how far they have lost their identity. So we pray a lot that this news opportunity would give those to be more in accord with taqwa. That Satan, we know it and we say it, but we have to realize that is what he's doing. And again, in closing, people are organizing here in America. Immigrants are coming over here trying to get some money, trying to get whatever Shaitan is inviting them to be eluding about. And they are not interested in establishing or letting Al-Islam be established. And we have a lot of Muslims are not interested in being, like our brother Suja always say, be responsible. They don't want to take on the responsibility of being a Muslim, establishing 5 prayers a day, teaching that there's one God. We have to understand and accept that. That's a true reality. That's not a joke. The hypocrites, they never went anywhere. And they're doing everything to make us ignore the wonderful good life of the Quran and life example of Prophet Muhammad. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother Muhammad. Appreciate that information.
All praise
we have our lives in charge. Yeah, all we will be. And we say blessed is those who stand up against this evil. And they shouldn't put it on a few people's shoulders. We all have opportunity to stand up, and we all should do it. Inshallah.
All right.
I'm going to take a few minutes and cut my light on and let the people know that remove all racial limits. I'm going to keep doing without as much as I can do. Okay,
no,
let's turn it over to our good brother, Brother Suja Muhammad. The mic is on. As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
Well, you got it, my good brother. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I'd like to give the greeting of peace. Wa alaykum as-salam.
Wa alaykum as-salam.
With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, only one. And I bear witness that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessing be upon the Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the Prophet. He's a messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Again, I like to give the believers the greeting of peace. Wa alaykum
as-salam.
First of all,
wa alaykum as-salam.
I would like to read something from the Holy Quran. Alhamdulillah, I just want to set my foundation so I can have something to stand on, have something to walk on. And this is Surah 34, starting at Ayat 1, Sheba, Saba. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful. A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. Praise be to Allah, to whom belongs all things in the heavens and on earth. and to him be praise in the hereafter. And he is full of wisdom, acquainted with all things. He knows all that goes into the earth and all that comes out thereof, all that come down from the sky. And he that ascends thereto, he is the most merciful, the often forgiving. The unbelievers say, never to us would come the hour. Say, nay, but most surely, by my Lord, it will come upon you. By him who knows the unseen, from whom is not hidden, the least little atom in the heavens or on earth, not as there's anything less than that, or greater, but it's recorded. It's in the record, perspicuous, that he may reward those who believe and work deeds of righteousness. For such is forgiveness and acceptance, most generous. But those who strive against our signs to frustrate them, for such will be a penalty, a punishment most humiliating. And those to whom knowledge has come see that the revelation sent down to thee from thy Lord, that is the truth, and that is God in the path of the exalted and might, worthy of all praises. The unbelievers say in ridicule, shall we point out to you a man that will tell you when ye are all scattered to pieces and disintegration, that ye shall be raised in a new creation? Has he invented a falsehood against Allah? Or had a spirit seized him? Nay, it is those who believe not in the hereafter that are in real penalty and in furthest error. See they not what is before them and behind them of the sky and the earth? If we wish, we could cause the earth to swallow them up, or cause a piece of the sky to fall upon them. Verily, and this is a sign for every devotee that turn to Allah in repentance. Sallallahu kabeen, should Allah speaks the mighty truth. Praise be to Allah. All praises be to Allah. And I would just like to say, just getting started, that it's not the religion. You know, we can have the most perfect religion, because the religion is perfect. But it's the one who is practicing the religion. That's where the confusion comes. Not the religion. But you look at that one that's supposed to be applying the religion. That's the one that's causing confusion. And Allah said that if he didn't have one people's checking the other one, that the earth would be full of mischief. So it's saying that whatever religion that you got here on earth, Allah got another people's checking you. He said, because if you don't have it, if we believe that in one religion, and that's the absolute religion, and that is the religion, Allah is saying right here in the Quran that he have created a set of peoples to check that religion, or check those people that practice that religion. See, if he didn't check them, he said the earth would be full of mischief. So we had to be careful. Allah also said in the Quran that if you don't do what he told you to do, he said he's going to raise up another people's and put it into your state, in your place. and said there'll be a people that love him, love the practice of religion, love the peoples. You see? I remember the imam said you had to be careful about showing people your superiority, because you get somebody that's going to come around and show you your inferiority. You see? So all praise is due to Allah. All praise is due to Allah. Allah is telling us that the prophets, the warners of truth, you know, the believers that these peoples, their whole job is to bring the truth to you and warn you, you know, and after you warn them, you know, did the job. You can't. It's nothing else that you can do. You can't go behind them and check them. You drop the truth, you drop the message, and you gone. Praise be to Allah. You see? So if you look at it like that, if you just look at it like that and think about that, then there's no comeback on that. There is no comeback. You can't say that the people is not practicing the religion, or you can't say that they're not saying this right, or they're not doing this right. Only thing you're supposed to do is just drop the message. And that's it. You drop the message. And when you drop the message, that responsibility is on those people. Allah says, say not Trinity. Said this is. There's no God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost. Allah told the Christian, he was talking to the people of the book. He said, desist. So stop that. Now, if they don't stop it, then it's in Allah's hands. Allah going to deal with it. We can't deal with it. We can't deal with it. But when Allah says stop, you got to stop. It's right there in the Quran. Allah says in the Quran that there is only one God, that he has no partners. There's no partners. God don't have a partner. You see? And we know that there's only one creation, and there's one creator. That's the only thing that exists, creator and creation. If we talk about the creation, if we look at the creation and see, the creation is anything that we can see with our eyes. An image is anything that you can see with your eyes or your five senses. You can use your eyesight. You can use your smell. You can use your taste, your hearing, your smelling. Anything in your five senses is a picture. Anything that your five senses pick up is an image. That's an image. And just in order for you to comprehend that image, if you can comprehend it, if I said cow, and you can visualize a cow in your mind, then you are able to know the difference between an image and that which is not an image. If I said dog, and you can see a dog, visualize it, then you know you can say that was a dog. That's a dog. But if I said God, and you don't see nothing, which you don't supposed to see nothing, you don't supposed to see nothing when I say God. Because there's nothing in this creation. Nothing in this creation. A grain of sand, leaves that fall off of the tree, water, nothing in this creation can describe God, can give you a picture of God. So the Christian, really, they don't have nothing to stand upon. They don't have anything to stand upon. So it's how we apply this religion. If you're dealing with the peoples on the outside, you can't whoop the peoples. You're standing up on truth, and you're bringing the truth to them. And when you bring the truth to them, they're going to see it. If I say dog or cow, and it bring a picture to your mind, what they're telling you? If you bring the truth to them, they're going to see it. If you tell them that the Creator created everything in this creation, He owns everything. Then somebody come around and says, God had a son. Well, He already owned everything. Everything already here. Anything that you can bring to me in reference to God, He already created that. He's the creator. The son is creation. A son is creation. A daughter is creation. There's no way around it. We talking about creation and creator. Allah is the creator, and the creation was created by Him. And Allah said in the Quran that the creation is so slowly disintegrating. It's disappearing. So He makes the mountain go. They gonna be gone. The reason the Christian that bring that lie out about God had a son is the only way He can convince, they can convince the peoples, they got to believe it without thinking rationally, without using their common sense. They got to accept it blindly. That's the only way. That's the only way they can get that lie in there. They're not able to get that lie in there. What they do, like the young man did, he can't have a conversation about that lie that God had a son. He can't have a real conversation. He had to switch station. He had to keep on going to something else. He can't talk about it. He can't elaborate on it. He don't have no facts to back him up. You got to believe that blindly. If God had a son, then we talking about the creator of everything, the one that's all-powerful, the all-knowing. If he had a son, then his son is going to be like him. He's going to be like him. Why is it that you think the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, all these books, they're saying don't make no images of a God? Images come from the creation. That's why. It's just that simple. Images is come from the creation, and you can see an image. You can see an image. And
Assalamu alaikum, you too, sister? Assalamu alaikum.
That includes rebuttal time. There's some indication
it's still on up here.
More charges on Monday.
It's still on. Assalamu alaikum. He's still on. At the board, he's still on.
But you can't hear him.
Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. You can't hear me?
Now I can hear you now, but I couldn't. You had dropped it. You stopped talking.
Oh, okay then. Well, I've been talking a long time.
Yeah, I've been leaving you now.
It'll wore me out. So I'm gonna close up, and I came to you in peace. I'm gonna leave you in peace. Right, salam alaikum.
Well, alaikum assalam. Thank you, brother Sujah. You worn out. I'm doing a lot. Yeah, this is here, talking all the time. Like this, we'll wear you out. I mean, it's no joke. You know. So we thank you and thank brother Muhammad from Columbus, Georgia, for coming in and stepping in and telling us about this general, that one of the Trump generals, say that they don't need but one religion in America. They need to pass laws to get rid of other religions. See how devious that is? But, you know, he just throw that out there. But he know that's against the Constitution, and he know that ain't gonna work. These people probably have come together and band together to corrupt, try to start a race war. But Allah is in charge. So whom may they say turn right there? Bismillah, man of Rahim. I am the bad witness. I testify there is no God but Allah. And that Prophet Muhammad Ibn Abdullah is the seal of the prophets. There's no more prophet to come. And we thank Allah for Prophet Muhammad praying for Majestic. And we see Man Wajid Muhammad is the Majestic who brought this information. We brought the right understanding of religion, of all the religions in the world, and brought the right understanding to all of us that we are one people. That we function better together, working together. But a lie has been told, and a lie keeps getting told. When you give people color that they don't have, and you give other people color they don't have, God said He created a human being. And when you look at a human being, supposed to be a human being, it don't matter what color they are good. And they're kind to each other. That's not true with this false religion. That I'm better than you because God came in my image. And that's the problem that we have. And that's why it was so hard for us as African Americans go into business, because that image done drove in our mind that when we buy from people that got lighter skin, we get a better deal. We get the best. We can't buy nothing from each other and letting it bad, stolen, or corrupt, drugs. That's what we should be buying for each other. That is the point that they are trying to bring out. So we're here tonight to bring the truth, that there is no God but Allah. And Allah said that we are one and alone. And He created all of us to test us. And those who have failed the test is those who have put us in slavery. When you read scripture, those who have put people in slavery and did people a misinjustice, those people are headed to the hellfire. Allah says He only loves those who do right. And they tell us, they tell the Christians, you reap what you sow. You can't sow wrong and get good. And in our book, we told whatever you scribe for will soon come in sight. And we are told to scribe for the best they are. And that's what we're doing. We are scribing for what is right, what is best, what is good for the human family. we don't like to leave anybody out of the idea that we're one human family. But we are not trying to do that. But we do have Caucasian people who've been bit by this lie that God got a son, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. This have caused them to act very ugly. Even the African Americans who call themselves Christians, love Jesus. They have become they have become people like atheists. When you look at what they say they believe and how they're living, it looks like that's a false idea about what they believe. So we're here tonight to clear up that with the help of Allah. Because we know we got to go in business. And then when we do go in business, we got to have people that look like us buying from us. So we do have to educate or re-educate the people, even though when it seems like it's doing no good. We still have to be able to share with them the information there's only one God. And who knows? Allah may want to make Muslims. And there's some good Christians out there. They don't need, they're doing good. They're coming to the reality there's only one God. And many Christians do not worship Jesus. They worship God, and they thank God for Jesus for bringing them a message. So they're coming around, and they're coming around because we are here. Allah say he took the rejected spies and is going to make them the leader. Ain't no one in this world more rejected and spied than us. That blood fit us and fitting us along. We the most rejected and spied people among ourselves. Because Netflix, BET, Peacock, the Disney Channel, all these amps got all these stations in it, and they are there to corrupt the human family. You look at that, you see how to kill somebody. You'll show you how it look with two men's kisses or two women kisses. This is their end, their doom. And so they're throwing all this filth out. Earrings everywhere. Some people got earrings and they know coming out of their eyelashes. Coming out of the side of their head. And out of their tongue. This got to be the end. This got to be the judgment. Tattoos everywhere. In the head, in the hair, on the forehead, on the cheek, on their back and on their neck, on their chest, on their leg. They got all these tattoos. And they get them because somebody else got one. Somebody else get one. The other one say, I got to top that one. I got to get five. And the other said, well, if she get five, I'm going to top her, I'm going to get 10. So when would it end? It only going to end with truth, when the people accept the truth. And Jesus said, know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Prophet Muhammad brought the divine truth. He could not read the regular society. But when he took a good look and he began to being squeezed, being pressure put on him, he began to read that other society. He became a reader of that society. And he read the society. And he was able to speak to the society and speak wisdom to the society. This is what Satan don't want. That's why Satan reverses everything Allah wants to bring to the world. He don't reverse it. He says, Allah going to bring truth by this method, then I'm going to bring the lies. But I'm going to bring it the way God do, but I'm going to bring it in a lie. I'm going to dress it up. I'm going to dress it up and make it seem right. And, you know, just like they do the alcohol you see on TV. You see them on the beach and the fire is being burned. And everybody drinking a cone of beer. And everybody look like they having a good time. Everybody smiling. Now they showing interracial couple, an African-American Caucasian woman, African-American man and a Caucasian woman. Why they doing that? They trying to get rid of us. That one guy was bragging about he marrying a Caucasian and that'll get rid of that blackness of his people in him. So all that is messed up. But because the man Warsi Muhammad was here, he explained to us that it was coming. He explained to us what our duty, what our responsibility is to Allah. Nobody, no change going to come if everybody's sitting at home doing nothing. Nobody on the internet attacking this lie. Every time I get a chance, I attack the lie on the internet. I let them know God ain't made no white people or black people. A white man never killed a black man because God ain't made evil. An ignorant human being killed a good man, maybe. Had to be ignorant and got away with it by another ignorant man called the judge. But God is the final judge. No one leave this planet without getting God's judgment. That's what the Quran said. No one leaves. You come here to be judged. And whatever you do here while you're here is determined what God puts you in the next world. And that is life after sleep, and that's life after death. We're gonna wake up on the other side. In the presence of the one who gave us this life. And our life gonna speak volumes of us. But we got more wrong deeds than we got good deeds, then where will you think you ought to go? Where will you think the Creator should put you if you got more bad deeds than you got good deeds? So this is a sign, this is a warning. We can't do wrong like the people before us and think we gonna get away with it, because they ain't getting away with it. They haven't got away with it. Nobody leaves this earth without getting God's judgment. So they didn't get away with it. So we have to work on what we have and work with in our place. Be good men and good women. Be a good example for the young people that are looking at us. Because they need an example. They need somebody they can look up to. They don't need seeing young men and young women out there turning up a 40, drinking, smoking, telling lies. They don't need to see that. So we had to keep working. We had to keep pushing the truth. And that is exactly what I'm going to do. With the help of Allah, I'm going to keep pushing the truth that God has blessed us with. The Quran, the life of the Prophet, and the other books that Imam W.D. Muhammad have blessed us to come into our end, had the light shining from the east, found on battlefield, Yusuf, many coats. All them great books that Imam Warsi Din Muhammad left for us. And some people think that's all you're supposed to read is the Quran. No. Imam always told us about what books to read. Gave us an idea of what book. Told us to read Subliminal Seduction. Many other books. Told us to read. And we read these books to gain knowledge and understanding. And we read these books in good intention. And ask Allah to bless us with the message that come from these books. And then these messages will come and stick with us. So these are the books. Wake Up to Human Life. Noah Flood. The Scheme of Satan. The Best Thereof. The Story of Joseph. These are the books that Imam recommended. The Life of Imam White Imami. Hodge. The Five Principles. All these books add to the character of being a good Muslim. It don't make us perfect, but it make us better. Then they got a new book out. Got another one coming. Moses and the Parting of the Sea. That's a beautiful book. I hope you got. And all these good, beautiful CDs that Imam YT Muhammad left us. Crime in the American Mail. They spoke about it in New Jersey. The history of speaking my true self. The history of my true self. Muhammad Schools. The history of speaking of the future global trends. So Imam is all these CDs and books that he left for us. So we can have our head on screen to tackle this evil that's going to be coming at us, that's coming in our children. And that's why BUII is so important. We just can't say we see New Africa. Imam said, New Africa, how can you see it? He wants you to see it because he wants you to build it. He wants you to put it together. And we should all be working to build and to put New Africa together. Having our own schools and our own recreation centers, our own restaurants and all our own clothing store, clothes that we have chosen to make our culture. So I thank you. And so I see that Brother Amin is coming to the queue. So I'm going to bring him up. I'm going to see what, I know he got something to say. He's been patiently waiting. Well, they got Shalane.
Okay, I kind of like, you know, I kind of like, I went into the studio and I kind of like, let myself in, but all praise be to Allah.
All praise be to Allah, yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I really love what you're doing. I love you for promoting the Imam's books and other literature. And other ways that people could get the knowledge. All praise be to Allah. You know what I mean?
Praise be to Allah.
So we say, with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, all praises be to Allah, the creator and cherisher of all the worlds, the whole universe, everything. Alhamdulillah. So, alhamdulillah, that was a good thing. I listened to the show. You had the imam, talking. Good. Oh, praises be to Allah. And we got to also, you mentioned the Muslim Journal. We that's our publication. So we need to always remind people that they should buy subscriptions to the Muslim Journal. I know I have a particular brother. He brings my paper to me, but we need to promote. Can you hear me, brother Abdul Akbar?
Sir, we hear you.
Okay. Oh yeah. Alhamdulillah. Okay. So we should buy subscriptions and tell people to buy subscriptions. Alhamdulillah. You know, I stopped by the Aeronautical Museum. I thought about Brother Muhammad. It's a few of the brothers who are veterans. They're veterans. They was in the military, but I stopped by the Aeronautical Museum. I mean, because if you go to my website, SisterClaireMuhammadStemSchool.com, and click on the videos, you can see what I'm talking about. Brother Muhammad Khatib, his son is up in the sky. He's teaching about how he loves flying an airplane and also his daughter, there's another one too, his daughter, Muhammad Khatib, you know, the brother who do the Juma on Fridays here on our station, you know, on our station. Yeah, his daughter was up in the skies too, and they had him on the news here. But, you know, all praise be to Allah. I was thinking, I stopped by the museum a little bit, spent 15, 20 minutes, and took some pictures and video while I was there. But, you know, we could duplicate. I was thinking about, we could find some people in different towns. You know, they have this aeronautical museum in the city of Compton, and Compton have an airport, a little airport. It's a special word for it when you have a little airport. Of course, they have LAX. LAX is the big, huge, or the Tom Bradley Airport here, where it's international. They fly all over the world and everything. But Compton have its own little airport, and it has little airplanes. This is where Brian Pettigrew, the brother who has this aeronautical museum, this is where he is based. And he have a whole lot of airplanes, real airplanes that are like hanging from his ceiling. And if you go out in the back there, he got all types of little bitty airplanes, all the propeller and helicopters in there and everything. But, you know, he told me last month that he wants to turn over that museum to some of the young brothers who he taught, you know, who he taught. And he's going to concentrate on flying his helicopters and taking people on tours of Los Angeles and Los Angeles County. That's where he's going to put his time, you know. But it made you think that see, that's the wow, let's see, am I doing this right? I'm driving along here, but I don't know if I'm doing this right. Alhamdulillah. But that same concept could, you know, Muslims could open up a museum just like that, just like in their little town where they at, you know what I mean? And promote flying and astronautics and stuff, aeronautics. So we need to open up our minds, like Imam Muhammad said on that lecture last Saturday. If we don't think that we could do the same thing that the white man is doing, you know, that means that we either be down by the image, be down by the white man, and we think the white race is God and the white man is God, and we don't think that we could do everything that he is doing and even better. Because Al-Balaj Muhammad said, we'll never be equal to the white man until we have equal knowledge. So even the Al-Balaj Muhammad knew that we could do it. We could do it as a people. We could get the equal knowledge. That's what he always, you know, preached and taught about. He said, put down sport play. Put down all that going to Vegas and craps and betting on sports and all that kind of stuff, and get with some serious business. I saw Al-Balaj Muhammad. Al-Balaj Muhammad knew, you know, that he had a people once that he had cleaned us up and gave us some knowledge that we could do anything that white man could do, even better, anything, you know, because even the white man, he had to stop us from reading. He knew we could do it. He knew, the white man knew. He knew it, but that's why he put out a law, a rule that, you know, no one could teach us to read, and if we knew how to read, we'd be arrested, people, all that kind of stuff. We could do anything that any human being, we're human beings, the white man is a human. We could do anything any human being could do, and that's how we're supposed to see it. That's how we're supposed to see it. We could do anything. And so we're talking about this aeronautical museum the same way that they have it in Compton. You know, they have little bitty airports in Georgia. They have little bitty airports in Louisiana, Ohio, Kentucky, you know what I mean, Tennessee, little airports. and we just need people who could see it and who want to get behind it and do a nonprofit and get money, get grants, and get all types of things when you want to get this knowledge and get this knowledge to the children. You know what I mean? It's the whole thing is do it for the children. Expose these children to science and STEM and mathematics, engineering, and you know what I mean? Expose them to it. And when they learn to fly, and they get a lot of that. So yeah, this is what I'd like to share with the believers, that we can do anything we want. And since we are already, if you go to my website, since we're already into aeronautics and astronautics and stuff, that, you know, we can get people, you know, who are interested in giving that to the children, and exposing them and tell the children you could do anything any other human being in the whole world could do. You could do anything, and you could even do it better, you know, now that because you got a lot. You got Allah, you got prayer, you got the help of the Holy Quran, you got help from the Prophet Muhammad, like teaching the Prophet Muhammad, that we could do anything any human being could do. Put this in the children, and we have Allah also too. So it's
Hello?
A whole lot better for us, a whole lot easier for us. All right, bro. All right, alhamdulillah. So I wanted to share that with you, and so I'll turn it back over to you, Brother Akbar.
Thank you, Brother Amin. Appreciate that talk. And everybody else who got anything said at match one, and come on in the queue, and I'll turn your mic on. We thank Brother Amin. He's the sponsor of this Broad Talk radio station. And we urge you, everyone, to invite someone to come on. We want to build this show. We want to make this show number one. Inshallah, we got the right group, right people. So anybody who got anything, who have something to add, all you got to do is match one to your mic. We'll bring you in the queue. Match one on your telephone, on your cell phone. We'll bring you right on in. Okay? Well, we see that we have our brother, Imam Ibrahim Abdullah from Atlanta, Georgia. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Ibrahim.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Alhamdulillah, you said you're coming on. We're glad to have you. And now you're here. Now we want to hear your thoughts for the day. You got it. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. I want to bear witness and testify, nothing is deserving of worship except Allah alone, who have no partners, no associates. The only friends he has is those who believe in him. And I want to bear witness and testify that the final revelation that he sent down to earth, to man, to continue to guide us on the straight path, came through Prophet Muhammad. May the prayers and peace and blessing be upon him, his family, and his companions, all of them, and what must follow. And what must follow is us. We have to stop, put that right there. What must follow is us. What must follow is the one that Allah chose for this mission. That's us. That's us. We got to recognize that. I was listening to Brother Amin and how he was saying that the thing that we had to put in our children, which we was talking about last night. But first, let me say this. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah. I want to greet you first. And come on, because what the brother was saying, it ties in what we was talking about last night, and it ties in today what we're going to talk about. And that's putting the right information, and me and my sister Diane were talking today in Akbar, this is the age of information. It's plenty of information out here. We had to tie ourselves into or plug into the information that's here to pull us up out of any condition that we're in if we want it. The children are eager, but where's the example at? They're eager, but where's the example? And we're talking about how many are left the community. And when you see them now, they look like them in the street. They have traded the street for the religion. Okay, I don't want to press on that too much because we're going to come up with a plan to get them back, inshallah. But if you look at what this image has really done to the minds of the people, I'm talking about psychologically, mentally, spiritually, physically, economically, in any way you look at, that image had a way to destroy anything that you was about. If you wanted to go into something, that was there to tell you, well, you're not like us, so you can't come, you can't have this job. And you might have had more information, more knowledge of the job than the one who owned the job. So our problem now is, and I'm glad Brother Amin brought that up, what is our problem really? What really is our problem in our community? I'm going to tell you what the problem is. They have lost the spirit. They have no real motivation anymore. If you look at the motivation that we had in the first experience, that's why Imam Muhammad said when he came among us as a leader, he said we already had the Quran. He said we already had the Sunnah. So what he was talking about, Prophet Muhammad said when he asked what is religion, what did he say? He said religion is sincerity. So that's what Imam Muhammad was saying to us by having the Quran and Sunnah. We were sincere. We were beyond sincere. That's why we were able to build everything that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, let's build. We built it. We got it. So what's the problem today? Today you got more information. You got more knowledge. We got more money. We got way more money we had in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s. Way more money. What's missing? I just put an ingredients out there. We got more money. We got more information in this day and time, right? Money, information, knowledge, because this is the era of information. So we got that. But what's missing? I mean, I'm making a cake here. I put in three ingredients, but one is missing. And Imam Muhammad gave it to us. He said, you've got the Quran, you've got the tradition of Muhammad the prophet, but something's missing. So what's missing to make this cake? He said, you don't have the spirit to carry it. That's what's missing. If you don't have it in the spirit, you can't be motivated. When you hear that Dan in the morning go off, what makes you motivated to get up in prayer? We know it's a lot, but what makes you motivated? That spirit. The spirit be jumping out before you jump out. It's motivated to do what? It's motivated to submit to his Lord. That's what's missing in our community. We are dressed up. Forgive me, Allah. We are dressed up imitators. I say it like this. The world's greatest creators is not the world's greatest imitators. We are the world's greatest, what? Creators. Look at the things that we created. Before it was stolen from us. But now we turn all the way around and it has become the world's greatest imitators. We are imitating somebody else. Somebody else is better than us, like I mean just said. You got to teach your children that you can be better than anybody else. You can do better than them or even more. And that's what saved us during the Nation of Islam time. When we came through it. You see, when we talk, we still got the same spirit. And I'm not going to let you take my spirit. No. This was given to us by Allah. He said, well, when I bring my spirit to man's soul, he become what? A living soul. We alive. That's why we talk the way we talk. And the information that we have today support us, and we are backed up by scripture. We are backed up by what God sent into the world through all the prophets and messengers, and we're acting out the same thing. Something's wrong for somebody because we're in accord. As long as we're in accord, our will is entirely in accord with Allah's will. How can we lose? Okay, throw your image away. Throw it away. Now, the psychological part is going to connect to you. You throw it away, but every now and then you're going to want to think about it. Then all you got to do is say, Allah, God, pull me away from this. That's where your strength comes from. Your strength do not come from no man. Your strength comes from God. If you can't see that, then that's why you're still laying down in a mud of blood, a mud. You can't get up. You don't have the strength to get up. You get up on one knee, and then you fall back down. You got to call on your Lord to resurrect yourself. Every morning, we resurrect ourselves. We sleep. Allah tell us sleep is the twin brother of death. We sleep. You're basically dead. You don't know where you're at. You don't know where your hands been, your feet been, your head been. And then when you rise up and smell your breath, you're smelling death right there. So what do? We go and do wudu. We wash up. We prepare ourselves for our Lord. You're a corpse. Get up and clean up. But you have to have the strength from God who give you the motivation to do those things. Now, the image is no problem no more. We working on that. Believe me, we working on it. And inshallah, we're going to pull them all down. When we pull them down, it's going to fall in your mind at the same time. So you're not going to have no problem. Let me give you something that we should see coming up. We come up during the early 50s, 60s on up. And during this time of year, they holiday, it started the beginning of November. And by the second week in November, every house on the block, every store on the main street, even in the alley, lit up with lights. Lit up all kind of lights and wreaths. So the ones who had knowledge of why this was motivated was the Shriners and the Masons. See, they knew when they seen all these trees and all these homes, stoves lit up, they knew that those people was the ones that were dead mentally. See, they knew that. And also, they got rewarded for pushing certain things money-wise from the government. Okay, now, you don't see that today. You don't see lights everywhere no more. And by you don't see them on the houses, all that anymore, like you see them, they push it in on TV. Why? Because they're trying to capture your child's mind by throwing them little lights out there and stuff. But if we're strong enough in this deen like we're supposed to be, we can educate our children. Why? Don't pull them away from it. Imam Muhammad said, when you're watching TV with your children, and a sex act jump up there right quick, you know, in a hit, and then go off, and your child seeing that, he said, don't put your hand over the eye. Don't cut the TV off. He said, watch the movie. He said, now when it's over, he said, you sit and have a decent conversation with your child what they just saw. See, when once his mind sees something, you know, you have to wrestle with that. Even us that's grown see stuff like that. You got to wrestle with that mentally. So don't snatch the child away because you're going to make them more curious. Explain it to them. That's intelligence. And Allah tell us what? Allah said, use hikmah. Use wisdom. So wisdom is to communicate with the child. Me and Sister Diane and them last night, we was talking about the children last night. So this is the type of year that really roused them up. And you don't want to send them in the wrong direction. Explain it to them. And explain to them why we don't celebrate it. Explain to them why we don't bring trees in our homes and lights in our home and light everything. Explain to them why we don't believe in no Caucasian, no black one or white one coming down the chimney in a red and white suit. Why is suit still clean when he hit the dining room as you're coming down the chimney with all that soot and stuff up there? Explain it to them like that, and they'll catch it. That's what you call being real with your child. But not just being real, but be wise at the same time. Otherwise, do not push them away. You got to use strategy with them now. And nowadays, see, our children know dummies, especially if they came up under us. But we told them, like me and Sister Diane were talking, and she said that how it hurt her way her children to go on, her daughter's name and then the grandchildren. But what we have to do is be wise and be patient. And you have to get out of the way. You can't step in way of what Allah wants to do with your child. See, that's our problem. Every time they holler, there we go. We jump in the way. No, you can't do that. Not it. Listen, if you pray to Allah every day, five times a day, and then you may do out for your child, you may do out to Allah. And as Allah, which is whatever in your mind towards your child that you want to happen. Okay, when you get off the prayer mat, the biggest problem with us, soon we get off the prayer mat, we pick the problem up with us. I thought you gave it to Allah. You give it to Allah, you leave it there until Allah answers it. That's what Prophet Muhammad told us. When we make our prayers, istikhara, certain prayer we make when we got a problem. He said, when you do that prayer, istikhara, and then you give it to Allah, he said, within 24 hours, Allah will give you an answer, even through a message. You might see something on TV, a phone call. But he said, Allah will answer it. So that's what we have to depend on. What Allah said through his messenger and what his messenger gave to the world. That's our lifeline. So do what Allah say. I know you're going to wonder and you're going to worry about them. Don't worry about them. Allah got them. Imam Muhammad said, Allah got something for them. That's what you're going to get in the way for. Because Allah got something for you too. Yeah, Allah got something for you too. I'm going to pause right here and bring my brother back in, Brother Akbar, who I love. That's my brother, and I love his wife. And that's what Imam Muhammad told us with our community. We are lacking in the love for each other. And that's why we ain't going to. When nations long, we loved each other, and we showed it, and we said it, and we worked with it. Because love is what? It's cement. It's what binds. And if that's not true, you got a wife or you got a husband, when you mate with each other, ain't that love? Don't that bind you? Okay, then talk to me. Okay, I gave you in peace. I'm going to leave you in peace. And I hold on the line. I ain't going nowhere, inshallah. As-salamu alaykum.
Well, I got salam. Thank you, brother. Green, hang around. Thank you so much. Now I'm going to bring brother Muhammad, brother from Columbus. You got 10 minutes, brother. Brother Muhammad, Columbus.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum. Everybody, may Allah's peace bless on you. And miss y'all. I had to duck out on the other one to go back to my visit with my wife, and now I'm free for that. And one of the things, like brother, huh?
Go ahead. You got it. You got 10 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay. Yes, sir. Just want to. Try to strike some here as by some of the things we heard when we were coming out, like going out this world backwards, ass backwards, different things, giving us signs, you know, and you know, Allah gives it to us clearly in the Quran when he tells us, you turn your back on me, I'll turn my back on you. Now, we know that the only way we can turn our back on Allah and be in that type of a position is if we're listening to intimidation or invitation from Shaitan trying to offer something better than submitting to what Allah has prescribed for us, because we had to work, we had to do some work, you know. And over these years of our historical experience, you know, we love work, but it puts such a bad taste in our mouth because of who we have looked to reward us for the work that we do, you know. And what we experienced in this assignment that Allah gave us. And remember, the Muslims came over here, and they fully aware that what they was doing, it was by Allah's bidding. Allah's the best source. So they submitted to us. They said, whatever we're going to experience by becoming slaves and being taken here, Allah has the best plan of why. You know, and of all the situations on this earth, North America was picked for it, what we call the United States. The worst over the years of that time has grown into the worst life that a human being could have, you know, unless he or she is fantasizing about it, living in a false reality of it, and thinking that all the pain and suffering and the things that they are missing, you know, from that Shaitan has gave them some compensation. So when we said we'd go out backwards, the reason why a lot of us, unknowingly or unknowingly, don't realize that we're following Al-Islam backwards. You know, we got our back to Al-Islam even though we're going forward, because we don't want to make that commitment yet. You know, Shaitan has had so many years of, like Brother Iman was saying, having us living in a fantasy world, all kind of life and fun and playing, and all these years and carrying on, that we by the fact that we still are young in our faith and understanding the guidance that Allah has given us, we still have a false hope we believe in Allah. We have no doubt about that. There's too much proof explaining the prophets and messages of God. But we still have been under this, like Michael said, so bamboozled by the history that we have read, and we have experienced, that we have not turned around and faced al-Islam and faced the direction of the Qibla that Allah has gave Prophet Muhammad. He had to turn them around. They was mesmerized by Jerusalem, mesmerized by the Christian, Judo-Christian interpretation of the Torah and the Bible for them. And they couldn't give up that fantasy reality of the dunya, like we've been warned from the jump street. Just get your share of the dunya. So we are now going to a phase where we're going backwards and don't know it. Now, I know a lot of you have witnessed many times and probably have wondered, by Allah's permission, how when Imam Muhammad used to talk about Master Farabi, you could tell he was taking all of his wisdom and mercy from Allah to not badmouth another human being regardless of what he had done, to the faith of the people that he claimed is supposed to be trying to help, And we know that teaching us do for self, he knew that it wasn't going to be taken right, and it made us selfish. We're still selfish. We can't see doing for our brother what we do for ourselves. We might help a certain few or a certain this or that, or when the light is on, we might act like we were practicing what the Prophet Muhammad said, how he said, "Love your brother like you love yourself." That's how he spoke. We're not going to do that, And then the material overnight advances that Allah blessed us by the plan that Farah thought he was going to get away with, But Allah blessed the honorable Elijah Muhammad to see through that, and explain. Don't let these things, he taught us extravagance. He taught us responsibility with the money that we was making, with the businesses that we were getting, with the newfound freedom to catch up after being behind the whole world. But see, that was putting the horse before the cart. Because when Imam Muhammad come along, that has been the problem from day one. I would say the hypocrites among us at that time wanted to hold on to their possessions. They wanted to hold on to the false dignity that money and materialism of something that we hadn't been used to for 400 years was working on us. Satan's scheme was working on us to where we didn't want the faith. We wanted the religion, but we didn't want the faith. We didn't want the responsibility of serving Allah the way he prescribed for us to serve him in the Quran and the job that we had to do. We had to build a whole new world out of the new world we just got of materialism, from the say good intent or whatever, but whatever Farah Muhammad was trying to do, we're seeing it now because it's still happening. We have many Muslims from other countries coming to figure out how to enslave us again and put us back on the slave block and sell us to the highest bidder. And they're trying to use al-Islam to do it with, and they've been doing it all along. That's why al-Islam has not been established. Kingdoms have, and princes have, and parliaments have. Every kind of way of life has been established by the Muslims before us, hoping that it will work on our psyche and not want to submit wholeheartedly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like they didn't do and go for the world. Now, we know that if we proof of Shaitan's scheme, Shaitan made the Jews give up on the hereafter and said, we're satisfied with this world here and the material world and what it gives us now. They don't have no fear. They say they don't believe in hell, et cetera. So the same scheme is working on, trying to work on us. Only our faith is like the Imam is saying. Only our faith is going to make us stay on the Mustaqim. Turn around and face the Qibla that Allah has given us. That is the Muslim world. Allah said, you don't need nobody help except my servants. There's not anybody else who had already had a way of life before the raising of, especially of our community under Imam W. Muhammad. They have already rejected. They don't want it. And the hypocrites have been dividing us with the material, hanging a carrot in our face, making us chase after business and illusionary money and things like that, when it's already, we already have it. We just had to turn around and use what we already got and establish Deen al-Islam and set everybody free from these schemes of the shaitan, like we're doing on this message of concern. And we thank Allah for it, and pray Allah will help articulate what we're trying to say to those in the house and out of the house. We have to turn and depend upon the belief. And the believers in the Quran, we know, the first believer that we know was those who said, La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah. We cannot point to anybody else on this earth until Allah brought us out of Islam and introduced us to the language of Muslim that we would consider a believer. Because everybody on this earth has enslaved us. Everybody on this earth has discriminated against us because of our color, our color, our hair, or whatever, et cetera, et cetera, and discriminated against each other in the same logic. But when we became aware of the word Muslim, what it meant, and understood all like that, you know, that's when Satan come in like he was trying to do with Adam. And tell the kids, Adam, I have a better way for you. You know.
I'll wait, Mom.
I'm sorry. Yeah. So, inshallah, we pray a lot that we stay on the kids.
But I mean it on the earth.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Muhammad.
Yes, sir. As-salamu alaykum.
We only got a few minutes more, but I wanted to just report to Brother Shuja about I went downtown. Me and Rashad went downtown last Saturday. You know, like, this is the economic hour here. You know, this is the, we talk about money. And I went downtown, and I found those masks. You could get a case of 40 of those boxes of masks for $80. $80 for a whole case. And in the case of 40 of them. In the case of 40 of them.
And, yes, sir.
And that's $80. So that's $2 each. Now, Akbar, you said that you went into a store and they were like $25 for a box?
Yes, sir. There's more next time, please.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay. Well, praise be to Allah. I'm going to find out how much it costs to ship that to Baton Rouge. I'm going to find out tomorrow how much weight that is, that 40 boxes of masks. And
yes,
each of the boxes holds 50 masks. Each of the boxes holds 50.
All right, brother. I'm the lot.
And these are the black ones. And you can get a little bit more money. You get a little bit more money for the black ones. The people like black.
Oh, yeah. I love the black ones. I love the black ones.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Alhamdulillah. But they come in blue and pink also. So blue, pink, and black. But the black ones usually cost a little bit more. But, I found them downtown. Me and Rashad. And then something for Brother Muhammad. But Brother Muhammad, you're military, and you was telling me, what's the name of them airports, the little bitty airports? You told me that word. You know, the little bitty airport. What's the name of that, brother?
The one where I'm at?
The little bitty airports, not the international airports.
Yeah,
what do you call them?
Yeah, like we have right down the street from our house there in Columbus, Georgia. It's Columbus, Georgia's airport, and it's a small airport with the regulated airstrip, though, for military movement and shipping and things called the Fort Benning Men right there. So whenever something jumped off, if they had to transfer troops, the Fort Benning would go from Fort Benning and drive out to the airport down there in Columbus, which is 8 miles from the airport, and they'll ship out everything from that airport right there. It's a regular-sized airport landing field, though.
Yeah, but you threw out a term for that.
What
is that term that you threw out?
I'm trying to think of what it was.
Right, right. Yeah, little, like Compton Airport, and you got your little bitty airport where you live, and they got them little
right.
airports all over America, you know.
Right.
I was surprised that Atlanta got the biggest airport in the whole world, you know.
Mm-hmm.
More planes come out of that than what you call that airport. But anyway, I just wanted to know that word that I'll look it up. I'll Google it again tonight. And the little bitty airports that, you know, because I'm thinking about trying to rouse all the military people in our community and look into establishing these museums, man. You know what I mean? These
yeah.
museums, and exposing our kids to these museums for a flight and stuff like that, and get donations and get grants. You know, because
yeah,
that's
exactly.
what they, you know, that's what people want to do, promote aviation and rocketry and stuff like that among the children. It's being lost. A lot of these kids is lost, and so they want
yeah.
Some of that knowledge to get into the children, you know.
I'm
so
lost,
anyway, yeah. I'll turn it back over to you, Akbar. I'll turn it back over to you.
I'm going to turn it over to Brother Sue Johnson. Bro, you got it closed out, please, sir. You got it. You got something to say to give you a final word to close out.
I just want to thank Brother Amin and Alhamdulillah. You see that he's on the gate. He's on the gate. So we're thankful to Allah. And all we got to do is keep on standing up. And I'm going to close up in prayer with Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy grace and favor, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. Amen.
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 May Allah keep you guys going, everybody. Be safe.
How's Muhammad Ali's wife doing?
Muhammad Ali's wife right now. She's still really, progress is real slow, but they're ready to send her to a acute care hospital up here in Atlanta. And she will hopefully be transported over there in about 4 or 5 days. And so I guess I'll be off bar in Atlanta. I'll be up here another 21 or 30 days, you know.
Okay.
We're praying for you, brother.
I appreciate that, too. And they working because Allah's show has, I mean, she was in bad shape there, man, to where, like you said, we had to depend upon the du'as that everybody's making. And like I told her night when I seen her, I said, look, you got to pray for yourself, too, sister.
That's right.
To pray for yourself, too, you know. And with us all praying too, inshallah, Allah will help you, you know, the way we're all praying for you. So we thank Allah that He has responded to our prayers so far. Alhamdulillah.
Everybody welcome to come to BUI tomorrow, inshallah.